Good morning, dear Boston. I'm John Boudreaux, and Kelly Financial's Safe Money Strategies indeed carries on every Saturday morning, right here on WRKO 680 on the AM dial and online from just about anywhere in this world. Well, it is springtime. It doesn't feel like it. The Red Sox are doing their thing, and that would be setting you up for disappointment. They do it all the time. With the exception of 2004, and it's 2007, maybe 2013, but the rest of my time, it's been win one, win two, and then lose more and break our hearts, and they're doing it again. Well, we have a lot on the show today. We'll be hearing from the advisors at Kelly Financial, and I will be having a chat with Mrs. Kelly about the realities versus the expectations of retirement and how planning seeks to put your expectations and your realities equal. And planning is the key to doing just that. So stay with us, grab your coffee, and we'll see you on the other side of this break. Radio.
Safe Money Strategies with John Boudreaux and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888 800 1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kelly with Kelly Financial. Retirement should be your golden years, not your guessing years. Do you really know if your money will last? That's where Kelly Financial Services can help. With our retirement income analysis, our Kelly advisors map out exactly what you need for a secure future. No guesswork, just solid strategy. We also have a free investor guide, Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do?, that provides expert guidance so you won't leave your future to chance. For the guide or for a free consultation with one of our Kelly advisors, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. Call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
Good morning, dear friends and dear listeners. I'm Kelly Kelly, and welcome to our show on this fine Saturday morning. I am here with my handsome son, William Kelly Jr., as we chat every Saturday morning. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Mom. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I've been well. The weather here has been beautiful in New England. Absolutely no troubles. Life has been getting so much better. When it gets sunny outside, it's like you have a new energy, a new sense of confidence.
I know, more vitamin D.
Exactly. I don't have to take the supplement anymore. I can just go outside and get some sun.
Oh, I still take mine.
So I'm studying for a certificate of sorts right now, and I don't want to give away too much, but it consumes a lot of my day. And, you know, I like to stay up to date with education and stuff like that. And, well, I've been getting this education, and I've been working outside because the weather's been permitting. And yeah. I'm able to take notes and do tests outside on my laptop and just pretty much get in my sun clothes, which is just shorts, and get some vitamin D, get a little tan. And my powerlifting competition is coming up pretty soon on April 13.
I know.
And so that's going to be a huge deal. It's not too far away from your birthday. And you are going there. Mary Madeline's going there. Maybe some friends are going there. Maybe my coach. My coach will actually not be able to make it, most likely, because his brother's getting married.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. He seems so excited about it. He told me, I really don't want to go to Mexico. Why do I have to go? And he started complaining about going to Mexico. He's a very, very conservative person, so I'm sure he has a little bit of bias.
Maybe so.
No, but he's very excited for his brother.
Well, good. So it's a destination wedding.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It seems neat. I've heard a lot of great things about Mexico. A lot of our friends and family have visited, and it's
culturally.
I have
not been in years.
So you've been to Mexico?
Oh, yes. I have. I was in my 20s, so that was a long time ago.
Now, tell us about your time.
Actually, the first time was with one of my college roommates.
Oh, no.
And I was 21, And we went to Mexico City and went to Acapulco and stayed at the Princess.
What?
And it was great. And the second time I went to Cancun.
So Mexico is a popular tourist destination. I've never, ever had any interest in going, but one of Dad's old friends, actually from the Air Force, him and I stay in contact, and we talk about a lot about Dad and their relationship back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And he frequently visits Mexico.
He does.
Yes. And I see a lot of his posts about it, and he has a blast. But it's really a beautiful place. So I don't know. Maybe I'll go down and see what's up if they let me in there. But I think that's pretty cool that
yeah.
you went to Mexico. I forget that. I forget you've really gone to a lot of places in the world.
Well, when you're my age, you acquire a good number of experiences.
So is Dad. Dad was a big traveler, too.
He was.
Yeah. I mean, I could ask him about something. He'd be like, oh, I've been to that state, been to that country. So speaking of travels, Mary Madeline has been traveling. I have been pretty sedentary, mostly just focusing on my goals here at home and enjoying life. Life has been very simple. Marshall and Georgia have been mostly well-behaved, mostly, keyword.
mostly, yes.
They are very, very happy.
Yes, who knew a cat and dog would be best friends?
I know, it's very interesting. I think we should get another animal.
Don't even go there, William.
How about a second cat?
No second cat.
Yeah, why not?
No.
Or second dog? Georgia needs a friend.
No, Georgia has a friend.
No,
she has Marshall.
They get very lonely. What if one friend is not enough for Georgia? What if she needs enough?
Oh, William, listen, I know you're busting my chops here.
Well, anyways, Mom, life has been very simple, but you know what? Very happy. And I count my blessings every day. And I'm very lucky to be graced by such a wonderful family.
Oh, I feel the same way. I feel blessed every single day with you, with Mary Madeline, with our team at Kelly Financial, with our clients. It's a great life.
To a better life in the future. Just keep on improving.
Absolutely. I want to wish everyone a wonderful rest of the weekend, and do keep us on your dial. Today on Safe Money Strategies, Mike Doucette and Greg Workman will provide insights into the recent market volatility. Later in the show, Mary Madeline Kelly and Greg Murray will offer some clarity on an important financial tool. I will return with John Boudreaux, and we will discuss the pre-retiree wake-up call and how to prepare for the realities of retirement. We also have some wit and wisdom from Bill Kelly. William, thank you for chatting with me this morning. I love you, honey.
I love you too, Mom, and as do I.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
Let me tell you about Kelly Financial Services. Retirement is more than beach days and visiting grandkids. It's taxes, withdrawals, Social Security headaches, and if you're not careful, a whole lot of money going straight to Uncle Sam instead of your wallet. A trusted financial advisor isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And the advisors at Kelly Financial will help you keep more of what's yours, strategize withdrawals, and make sure you don't get hit with penalties or surprise taxes. They also have a free investor guide. It's called Tax Strategies for Retirement Buckets Create Tax Choices. So to get a copy of the guide or for a free retirement consultation with a Kelly advisor, call 888-800-1881, 888-800-1881, or email kelly at kellyfinancial.org. That's kelly at kellyfinancial.org.
Safe Money Strategies. Call 888-800-1881.
Good morning. You are listening to Safe Money Strategies. My name is Mike Doucette, Chief Operating Officer at Kelly Financial Services. I am joined this morning by one of the trusted financial advisors on our team, Greg Workman. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Mike. Great to be here with you and our listeners.
For the first time since 2023, the S&P 500 found itself in market correction territory. The benchmark index has rebounded a bit, but the rapid decline caught some investors by surprise. particularly given that favorable underlying condition U.S. stocks carried into 2025. On today's installment of Safe Money Strategies, we'll provide some insight into the recent market downturn and take a temperature check on the markets. Let's start with the why. Greg, what drove this year's market sell-off?
The key word is uncertainty. Uncertainty is the driver around the market's recent sell-off. Wall Street has growing concerns about the potential economic weakness due in part to the impact of tariff policy coming out of Washington.
Yeah, tariffs are taxes charged on goods imported from other countries. If you've been watching the news, the Trump administration has already implemented tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. Tariffs can also target specific products, including steel, aluminum, and alcohol.
Tariffs are a central part of the president's overall economic vision. He says tariffs will boost U.S. manufacturing and protect jobs, raising tax revenue and growing the domestic economy.
He also wants to restore America's trade balance with its foreign partners, reducing the gap that exists between how much the U.S. imports from and exports to individual countries.
But the president has refused to rule out the prospect of a recession as a result of his trade policies, which has the stock market on edge. Why? Because Wall Street economists and analysts don't necessarily see red or blue. They're trying to see green. These guys just want to price certainty into their market forecasts.
And uncertainty is a recipe for increased stock market volatility because Wall Street analysts cannot be sure of future outcomes.
Now, as always, the news media is doing a very good job of promoting doom and gloom when speaking about the stock market. Smart investors know to tune out the noise and static by focusing on the long-term horizon. They have a sound investment plan in place, which helps them sleep at night.
In addition, the stock market has had one heck of a run, actually a historic run.
That's right. The market has only posted back-to-back 20% plus annual returns just 10 times since World War II. If you were fully invested in the S&P 500 in 2023 and 2024, you enjoyed 24% returns in 23 and 23% returns in 24. That's a pretty nice cushion that can absorb some volatility and or a market correction.
That is a good segue. Just how common are market pullbacks or corrections?
Market corrections are normal and they're common. Stock market history tells us that the S&P 500 declines 5% or more about 3 to 4 times per year and 10% or more at least once a year.
We maintain regular contact with our clients, which helps them sleep soundly knowing that we're minding the store. They are getting their monthly statements and know if their balance went up or down, but we add value with the why and our rationale for the path forward.
And in most cases, that rationale is grounded in the client's retirement cash flow analysis. We know how you're utilizing your nest egg over time relative to how you spend year in and year out. Our investment recommendations are custom tailored to your cash flow needs, appetite for risk or lack thereof, and the rate of return needed to make your nest egg go the distance.
If we've done our job correctly, we can tell when the phone doesn't ring, when the news reports get ugly. Our clients know this too shall pass. They tune out the noise because they have full faith and confidence in the long-term plan. Okay, Greg, now that we've talked about how uncertainty surrounding tariffs was the catalyst for this year's sell-off in the stock market, let's dive into a bit of a market update, including what investments are working well this year and a temperature check on the economy, including the all-important Fed watch.
U.S. stock market indices alternated between modest daily gains and losses and ended up slightly higher overall in the wake of recent losses that sent the S&P 500 into correction territory the previous week. For the week ending March 21st, the S&P index finished up about 0.5% for the week and snapped a string of 4 weekly declines in a row. That uptick was significant and gives investors some all-important breathing room.
How are tech stocks holding up, including the infamous Magnificent Seven?
The information technology sector and many of the Mag 7 group of stocks that have led the U.S. market in recent years slightly lagged the broader market, extending their tough year-to-date run. On a year-to-date basis, the tech sector remains in negative territory, in contrast with its nearly 37% gain in 2024.
The U.S. Federal Reserve continued to take a wait-and-see approach to the economic outlook, as it again kept its benchmark interest rates unchanged at its most recent meeting on March 18th and 19th.
Fed policymakers maintain their consensus outlook for two rate cuts by year-end, although the central bank negatively adjusted other expectations by reducing its economic growth rate forecast and pushing its inflation projection higher. Something to keep an eye on in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, not the best news if you're making a big purchase like buying a home or a new car.
No, it isn't, especially if you're in a less affordable market to begin with, like our backyard here in New England.
Let's pause here for a quick break. When we return, we'll continue our update on the markets with a discussion about bonds and the guaranteed rate landscape. And we'll touch on what's working so far in this year's market.
Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
Ready to enjoy your golden years without worry? At Kelly Financial, we know retirement planning can be overwhelming. With more than 21 years of experience, our friendly team of advisors makes it easy and stress-free. Trust us to help you create a secure and enjoyable future. For a free initial retirement consultation, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Join us for a free master's class on April 22nd or April 24th called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where we'll break down what's good, what's not, and the must-knows. Annuities can provide guaranteed income and security, but they're not for everyone. Seats are limited. To reserve yours, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
The Money Wrap with Kelly Financial Advisors Greg Murray and Mary Madeline Kelly.
Good morning. This is Greg Murray, Senior Vice President and Chief Compliance Officer at Kelly Financial Services. Joining me today is Mary Madeline Kelly, one of our investment advisors. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you too. I am great. So today I thought it would be a good time to talk about annuities and common misconceptions around them.
Annuities can be a fantastic financial tool, but they are not for everyone. Many people choose to steer clear of them for many different reasons, but some of those reasons are misinformation. One of the biggest reasons that deters people from annuities is that they are too complicated.
Yes, that's a big one. While annuities can have many moving parts, they're not as complex as they seem. At their core, an annuity is a contract between you and an insurance company where you make a lump sum payment or series of payments in exchange for regular disbursements, either immediately or in the future.
I sometimes compare it as a way to create your own pension. There are different types of annuities, fixed, variable, and index, but the basic premise is the same. And like any financial product, they come with options and features that can be tailored to your needs.
Another myth I have heard is that they have high fees and are overpriced. My response would be that while it's true that some annuities can have higher fees, particularly variable annuities, the fixed annuities, for example, typically have lower fees. And the benefits they provide, such as guaranteed income for life and the ability to grow tax deferred, can often outweigh the cost.
Exactly, which is why it's crucial to compare different products and understand what you're getting for those fees. A financial advisor can help you navigate this and find one that fits your retirement goals. Which brings me to another myth. Annuities are only for retirees.
That's another good one. While annuities are a great tool for retirees looking to ensure a steady income stream, they can also be beneficial for those still in the workforce. Younger investors can use deferred annuities to grow their savings tax deferred until they need the income. Bottom line, you don't have to wait until retirement age to consider whether an annuity can help you achieve your financial goals.
By starting early, you can take advantage of compound interest and potentially accumulate a larger retirement nest egg. Plus, some annuities offer features like long-term care riders that can be useful at any age.
Good point. Another worry is that once you buy an annuity, you can't access your money. This one is partially true, but overstated. It is correct to say that they have surrender charges if you withdraw funds early. Many annuities offer withdrawal options. Typically, you can withdraw up to 10% of the contract value each year without penalty.
That's what's known as a free withdrawal. Another commonly used statement about annuities is that they don't provide a good rate of return on your investment, and it's smart to just invest in the market. This one really comes down to what a person's objectives are for their investments. Fixed annuities are a great way to hedge against market risk. With them, you receive a specific rate of return for a specific amount of time, so your returns will not fluctuate, which is helpful during a down market. Indexed annuities offer returns based on the performance of the market index, which can provide higher returns without the risk of directly investing in the market. But of course, with any upside, there's a downside, which is that the insurance company places a cap on how much return can be gained.
The last misconception I would like to touch on before we wrap up is that annuities are not safe investments and are only sold by pushy salespeople. Annuities are actually quite safe. They are issued by insurance companies, which are heavily regulated and must maintain reserves to meet their obligations. Also, you can look at the financial strength ratings of the insurance companies issuing the annuity. And Greg, I'll let you respond to the pushy salespeople comment.
Gladly. Unfortunately, annuities have a bad reputation because of some people who have had poor experiences. It's important to work with a reputable financial advisor who has your best interests at heart. They should educate you on the options and help you find the right fit rather than pushing a one-size-fits-all type of product.
Exactly. Trust is the most important part of the relationship between client and advisor. Annuities can be a valuable part of a retirement plan when chosen and managed correctly. Always do your due diligence, ask questions, and don't be afraid to seek a second opinion.
You are exactly right. Above anything, we want to make sure that our clients feel comfortable with their financial decisions.
Well, Greg, I think that should do it. Thanks for chatting with me today about the misconceptions of annuities. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too, Mary Madeline.
To get in touch with Greg Murray or Mary Madeline Kelly or any member of the Kelly Financial team, call 888-800-1881.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial Services. What do you look for when choosing a financial advisor? We like to believe it's based on shared values, trust, and knowledge. We've been serving clients in the greater Boston area for more than 20 years now. If you have investable assets and want to learn more about our experience, call us 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org to set up a free retirement consultation. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That was one small step for Neil Armstrong. But when it comes to your financial future, it's a giant leap. Achieving your desired retirement isn't a leap. It requires good planning, one step at a time. Let Kelly Financial help you take those crucial first steps today. To get started, call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budris and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
And we are back. I'm John Budris, the co-host of Safe Money Strategies. And as always, thanks for joining me this morning. Well, retirement is one of the biggest financial transitions that people face. And unfortunately, many retirees have expectations that don't always match reality. So today we're going to discuss an important reality check, and that's the gap between what people think retirement will be like and what actually happens when they get there. With me today is Kelly Kelly, the CEO of Kelly Financial Services, and her team of experienced advisors have spent 2 decades helping Americans navigate these tricky waters and complexities of retirement planning. So, Kelly, good morning, and as always, welcome. Hope you have that big cup of coffee.
Good morning, John. Happy to be here with you on this Saturday morning.
Kelly, a study out of the New York Post uncovered a significant gap between what pre-retirees expect from their golden years against the reality of what these retirees are actually facing. Nearly half of Generation X, that would be those aged 44 to 59, younger than the boomers, well, they're not feeling very confident about their retirement plans. So what are your thoughts on this?
It's true, John. The average American now believes they'll need more than $1 million to retire comfortably, but many are falling short of this target.
Well, let's get started and dig into those gaps between retirement expectations and the realities.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with the most basic assumption, as we mentioned. When do people think they'll retire, and when do they actually retire?
Many Americans have a targeted retirement age in mind, typically age 65 or 67, when full Social Security benefits kick in. But the reality is that nearly half of retirees end up retiring earlier than planned and not necessarily on their terms.
Half? That's a lot of people retiring earlier than planned. What's causing that?
There are a few big reasons. The top ones are health issues, job loss, or needing to care for a loved one. Sometimes companies downsize, and sometimes they push out older workers. Then there are health problems, whether personal or a spouse's, which can force an early exit. The bottom line is that people don't always get to choose when they retire.
So even the best laid plans can get derailed. If people are forced to retire earlier than expected, that means their retirement savings needs to stretch even longer, doesn't it?
That's right, John. That's why pre-retirees need to build in financial flexibility. They should not assume everything will go according to plan.
So, Kelly, what are some of those assumptions pre-retirees make about how their retirement will look?
One misconception is that if money runs low in retirement, retirees can always just pick up a part-time job. Although this sounds really good in theory, but reality is a bit more complicated. Many retirees find that job opportunities are limited, their health doesn't always allow for steady work, or employees prefer younger candidates.
So if that's not a reliable backup plan, what's a smarter approach?
Pre-retirees should plan their savings as if they won't have the option to work later. That means saving aggressively now and looking into alternative income streams so they're not relying on the job market in later years.
Okay, I've heard retirees say they assume expenses will naturally go down in retirement. Since they may not have a mortgage or aren't commuting, they think they won't need as much money. But is that really true?
It's true that some costs might decrease, but other costs, such as health care, tend to rise significantly. In fact, studies show that nearly 60% of retirees have had to cut back on spending because they underestimated their long-term financial needs.
And aren't women, in particular, facing tougher challenges with retirement savings and spending?
Yes, women do tend to live longer, which means their retirement savings need to stretch further. Many also leave the workforce earlier than expected, either to care for aging parents or due to health concerns. That's why planning ahead, especially for rising health care costs and long-term care, is so critical.
What's another assumption gap that pre-retirees should be aware of?
Oftentimes, pre-retirees assume their income sources, such as Social Security, pensions, or savings, will be enough to cover their lifestyle. The average Social Security benefit is about $2,000 per month, which barely covers basic expenses in many parts of the country. Pensions are becoming less common, and for those relying on a 401k or IRA, market fluctuations can have an impact.
Well, what should our listeners do instead?
Talk to their financial advisor. An experienced advisor will be able to recommend diversification options for their income sources. It's also a good idea to take a retirement budget on a test drive before retiring. By trying to live off their projected retirement income for a few months, they can quickly see if it's realistic.
That's powerful advice. Dear listeners, if today's show has you questioning or rethinking your retirement timeline, don't wait. Get your answers now.
Yes, but there is good news.
They don't have to go it alone. Contact us at Kelly Financial Services. Our advisors can help with proper planning so our listeners can take control of their future and avoid common pitfalls. The transition to retirement can be much smoother.
Are there any other resources our listeners could explore, Kelly?
Yes. As we mentioned earlier, it's important to look into alternative income streams to be better prepared. One such predictable financial vehicle is an annuity. On Tuesday, April 22nd and Thursday, April 24th, we're hosting a master's class called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Join us, but call ahead for more details or to make a reservation.
Sounds like a great way to stay informed and stay prepared. To reserve a seat at the master's class and make a complimentary appointment with the Kelly Financial Advisor, call 888-800-1881 or email Kelly directly at kelly@kellyfinancial.org. That's all the time we have for now. Thanks so much for joining me. And when we come back, we'll talk about how different generations see retirement, what a retiree's day actually looks like, and what you'll need to do financially before retirement. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies, the radio show heard right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We're in our 19th year broadcasting, so hey, thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in a flash.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Join us for a free master's class on April 22nd or April 24th called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where we'll break down what's good, what's not, and the must-knows. Annuities can provide guaranteed income and security, but they're not for everyone. Seats are limited. To reserve yours, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. If you're considering fixed index annuities, we have a free investor guide that might help you make a more informed decision. It's called the ABCs of Fixed Index Annuities and outlines their benefits and limitations. For the guide or for a free consultation with one of our advisors, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. 888-800-1881. Come retire with us.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
And we're back. I'm John Boudreaux, the co-host of Safe Money Strategies, and thanks for joining me this morning. Retirement looks very different from what many pre-retirees expect. And some of these surprises are not very good. Many pre-retirees operate under such assumptions as their expenses will decrease in retirement, or that they can rely solely on Social Security and their savings, or that they'll be able to work part-time if needed. So what's the real truth? Many retirees say they underestimated healthcare costs, the impact of inflation, and how much they really need to live comfortably. In fact, nearly 60% of retirees had to cut back on expenses, often not by choice. So let's bring back Kelly Kelly, the CEO of Kelly Financial. She'll be talking about what pre-retirees need to do now to retire on their own terms later. Kelly, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, John. Happy to be back with you on this Saturday morning. Did you grab another cup of coffee?
Well, I've refilled my cup actually twice and I'm ready to go. Would you remind us, why is debunking retirement assumptions such an important topic?
Happy to, John. Retirement is one of the most significant financial and lifestyle changes people will ever face. Yet, so many go into it with unrealistic expectations, and that can lead to big surprises down the road.
Which would be a wake-up call for a lot of folks who assume they know what to expect or have all the time in the world to save.
That's right.
So, Kelly, when we talk about pre-retirees and retirees,
retirees, there are different generations we're considering here. Is that correct?
Correct. And each generation feels differently about retirement. Some studies have shown a big gap between baby boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials when it comes to retirement confidence.
Very interesting. Could you break that down for us a little bit more?
Sure. For boomers, many are already retired or approaching retirement. They're realizing that costs, especially in healthcare, are higher than they expected. For Gen Xers who are in their peak earning years, they feel behind on savings and are uncertain about Social Security's future. Lastly, there are the millennials. This group is actually skeptical of traditional retirement. They've seen economic crashes, rising student debt, and a shifting job market.
So, would you say younger generations are being more cautious?
In some ways, yes. Millennials are more likely to start investing earlier than boomers did, but they can also be more risk averse, which would hold them back from building enough long-term wealth.
That's fascinating, Kelly. Okay, so let's say they do retire, whether on their terms or unexpectedly. What might those first months and years look like?
Most pre-retirees have a rosy vision. Travel, hobbies, family time, and those things are great. But what many don't anticipate is that after the honeymoon phase, a lot of retirees struggle with boredom, lack of purpose, and financial anxiety.
Really? I thought retirement was supposed to be the golden years.
It absolutely can be, but only if they plan properly. In fact, the happiest retirees are those who have a plan for how they'll spend their time, make strong social connections to combat loneliness, and have a financial strategy so uncertainty about money doesn't take the joy out of retirement.
So what you're saying is that it's not just about how much money they have, but also how they retire.
Exactly. A fulfilling retirement requires a lifestyle plan just as much as a financial one.
Okay, so who can help them with that lifestyle plan? Let's talk about some solutions. Is there something that today's retirees can do to help pre-retirees prepare better?
Absolutely. Retirees are a wealth of wisdom because they are walking the retirement road right now. Retirees can explain the realities about healthcare costs and their expectations with Medicare. They have experience with planning for out-of-pocket costs, which can be substantial. They can share how they adjusted their spending habits while they still had a paycheck. And they can give examples of how they remain engaged through hobbies or volunteering.
In essence, I think what you're saying is that retirees can serve as a roadmap for pre-retirees, helping them avoid these mistakes and plan smarter.
Correct. If our listeners are heading toward retirement, we want to encourage them to talk to real retirees, not just their financial advisors. Learn what worked and what didn't.
Okay, what should our listeners do financially to get there?
Well, there are three things that everyone should do before they retire. First, run a reality check on their retirement budget. List expected expenses and compare them against guaranteed income sources. Then overestimate for expenses rather than assume they'll need less in retirement. Next, plan for health care and long-term care costs. Since Medicare does not cover everything and long-term care can be a budget buster, supplemental insurance or hybrid long-term care policies can help. Lastly, make a plan for how they will spend their time. Ask, what will I do every day in retirement? Then build social connections and hobbies before retirement begins to avoid isolation. Remember, the people who enjoy retirement the most aren't just the ones with the biggest nest egg, but those who have prepared for the lifestyle change as well.
Well, this has been a fascinating discussion, Kelly, and I confess I wish I had it earlier myself. And I think that a lot of people are
walking away with a new perspective on retirement, what should folks do next?
Before taking that leap into retirement, get some clarity by contacting us at Kelly Financial Services. Retirement is about being prepared, and our Kelly advisors can help. We will present clear insights through retirement income analysis, strategic planning, and smart financial advice so a well-planned retirement can be a reality. We also have a free investor guide, Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do, that further highlights the retirement realities of longevity, healthcare costs, and what to do next.
As always, Kelly, you are a wealth, a font, a fountain of helpful information. So thanks for that. To get the guide and make a complimentary appointment with the Kelly Financial Advisor, call 888-800-1881 or email Kelly directly at kellyfinancial.org. That's all the time we have for now. Thanks so much for joining me. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies, the radio show heard right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We're in our 19th year broadcasting, and thank you from the bottom of all our hearts for that privilege, and it is a privilege and a joy every Saturday. Stay tuned, and we will be back in a New York minute.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
You wake up. You go to work. You have lunch. You go home. You take the dog for a walk. Then you go to bed. Your day and night routines, you do them without thinking. But do you ever think about your retirement? The team at Kelly Financial has helped clients plan for their retirement for 21 years, and that team knows retirement is no routine matter. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. We are Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org.
We're back. You are listening to Safe Money Strategies. My name is Mike Doucette, Chief Operating Officer at Kelly Financial Services. Joining me this week is one of the trusted financial advisors on our team, Greg Workman. Let's return to our update on the markets with a discussion about bonds and the guaranteed rate landscape. Stay tuned, because before we go, we'll touch on some areas of the market that are producing positive returns for investors year to date. But first off, what role do bonds play in a well-diversified portfolio?
When the storm clouds roll in, owning bond investments is an important part of portfolio diversification, because these assets may offer stability and can reduce volatility. When we say volatility, we mean how quickly the stock market moves up or down. It's a key factor for investors to consider when evaluating how much risk to add to their portfolio.
I've heard you say that bonds smooth the ride.
That's right. In general, bonds offer investors reliable returns and are better suited for risk-averse investors that don't want to see their monthly statement balance fluctuate with the ebbs and flows of the major indices like the S&P 500.
And just like you diversify your stock investments by holding different companies, large caps, value, or growth stocks, the same goes for bonds. We preach having a diversified mix of bonds to help reduce overall investment risk by spreading investments across different types of bonds and maturities, potentially mitigating losses if one type performs poorly. This time-tested strategy stabilizes your returns over time. So what is the outlook for bonds this year, and where is the market now?
Adding bonds to your investment mix today can be a strategic choice for investors looking to navigate the uncertainty of Fed rate changes and the volatility in the market due to things like tariff policies coming out of Washington.
Investors are once again compensated for assuming some interest rate risk. Fixed income markets passed a milestone on October 23rd, 2024, when the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index once again began to out-yield the three-month Treasury bill. For the first time since January 2023, investors were compensated for stepping out of cash and taking credit and duration risk.
A concern often raised by investors who held bonds through the rate sell-off of 2022 is the risk of adverse performance if rates were to increase again.
That is a legitimate concern. 2022 was the worst bond market in 98 years. The aggregate bond index was down about 13%. How do you address this concern, Greg?
The critical difference between a rate sell-off now and the rate sell-off that began in 2022 is that an investor today receives much more income because of the higher starting yield. Higher yields provide a cushion to adverse moves in the event of higher interest rates and compound on top of price appreciation in a more advantageous scenario, such as falling interest rates.
Yeah, good to know that today's bond investors can have a higher degree of confidence knowing where the market is trading.
In the future outlook for the direction of interest rates, core inflation is expected to fall gradually by year-end 2025, which supports that advantageous scenario of price appreciation that kicks in when interest rates go down.
Good point. Wall Street is placing a higher probability of that scenario. We mentioned a moment ago that the Fed held rates steady at its March 19th meeting, which means if you're looking for something guaranteed, the good news is there are still opportunities. Greg, if I'm an investor that isn't comfortable risking money in today's stock market, what can I expect from a sure thing?
1 and 2 year CDs are still hovering above 4%, and we've seen that range between 4.2 and 4.3. And fixed annuities, which operate like CDs, but instead of a bank with FDIC insurance, the investor is relying on the financial strength of an individual insurance company. We're seeing 2 year rates in the 4.4 to 4.57 range, and 3 year rates from 4.75% to 5.3%.
Anything good for someone looking to commit beyond the 3 year mark?
Yes. 4 year fixed annuity rates are still above the 5% mark at 5 to 5.3, and 5 year rates are as high as 5.5.
Which means if I put in $100,000 in a 5 year fixed annuity at 5.5%, I'd receive over $30,000 in guaranteed interest, not bad for zero risk. Okay, let's touch on some exciting areas that I know our listeners are keen to hear about. What do you see working in today's market?
While uncertainty may weigh on growth and stocks in the near term, the long-term outlook for U.S. equities is bright. There is real cause for excitement here. Big impact trends are playing out all around us as we speak, like the build-out of artificial intelligence across multiple sectors, which will drive earnings across the stock market, not just the tech sector. We also believe there is plenty of room for the market to broaden. There are opportunities outside of the big tech names we know where valuations still remain very attractive.
International has been a bright spot for this year's market. Care to comment on that?
The European stock market has posted a sizable year-to-date outperformance versus the S&P 500 index. As of the week ended March 21st, European markets lifted its year-to-date return to about 14% versus the S&P 500's negative 3% decline.
Many believe they have the potential to outperform U.S. stocks, offering compelling opportunities for investors seeking diversification and potentially higher returns. What else is working for investors this year?
One word, gold. Gold continues its monstrous run. Gold hit a record $2,265 per ounce level in early April of 2024 and has not looked back.
But despite the momentum, you caution prospective gold investors.
There's an old adage, buy low, sell high. On Wall Street, what goes up must come down. In other words, gold may continue its run, and I hope it does, but proceed with caution and limit your exposure. Trade small to participate in some upside, but not large enough to compromise your overall financial position.
That is sound advice. I'll add that when most investors think gold, they think of stability, security, and a smooth ride. But the truth is, gold can fluctuate like anything else. Look no further than 2022, when gold went down over 11%, and again from 2013 through 2015, when gold declined 3 years in a row, starting with a big 28% dip in 2013.
Gold, just like any other asset class, from large-cap growth stocks to 10-year treasury bonds, goes up and down. And the best thing investors can do is employ the tried and true approach of diversification, having your eggs in multiple baskets to control risk and maintain steady average annual returns over the long haul.
At Kelly Financial, we understand that navigating the world of investments can be challenging. Regular portfolio reviews are essential for ensuring that your financial strategy is tailored to your unique goals and needs. Life goals can change, and your investment strategy should reflect that.
Our team is always here to lend a hand. If you would like us to take a look at your financial strategy, including your investment mix, call us today for your complimentary consultation at 888-800-1881 or visit us on the internet at kellyfinancial.org. Once again, that number is 888-800-1881. With that, I'm Greg Workman.
And I'm Mike Doucette. Join us next week for more Safe Money Strategies.
Kelly Financial Services. Go to kellyfinancial.org.
Let me tell you about Kelly Financial Services. Retirement is more than beach days and visiting grandkids. It's taxes, withdrawals, Social Security headaches, and if you're not careful, a whole lot of money going straight to Uncle Sam instead of your wallet. A trusted financial advisor isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And the advisors at Kelly Financial will help you keep more of what's yours, strategize withdrawals, and make sure you don't get hit with penalties or surprise taxes. They also have a free investor guide. It's called Tax Strategies for Retirement: Buckets Create Tax Choices. So to get a copy of the guide or for a free retirement consultation with a Kelly advisor, call 888-800-1881, 888-800-1881, or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org. That's Kelly at kellyfinancial.org.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Join us for a free master's class on April 22nd or April 24th called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where we'll break down what's good, what's not, and the must-knows. Annuities can provide guaranteed income and security, but they're not for everyone. Seats are limited. To reserve yours, call 888-800-1881 or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. 888-800-1881.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Kelly. People naturally move toward things that are pleasurable for them or that make sense. How do you know when someone's good at something, ladies and gentlemen? That's the decision you have to make. Do you want to see them or watch them do it? You get to listen to this show each week. Some of you could be cleaning your yard, you could be in your work area at your workbench, you could be at your place of employment, looking out the windshield, driving down the road, sitting there, thinking what a great morning it is. You could be listening from any number of places, maybe the alarm clock just went off. Some of you like to read to find out who you can trust, who that right person is for you. That's why we provide you with the books, the different retirement pamphlets, the Social Security books. Some of you like to hear from others that someone's good. That's called a referral. We get so many people referred into us. Or actually, some people listen for, you know, the first time they call a show, then they're in. Some people have been listening for several years and they say, geez, I meant to call you and now I'm doing it. So some of you like to actually sit down and kick the tires. And some of you think immediately you connect. Some people listen a number of times. Some people listen over a period of time. But consistency, I think, is best. So what's most important to you is what we need to focus upon. And that's always true and always will be with me or any member of the team here at Kelly Financial. For the most part, we leave things alone that are correct. Sometimes people think, why isn't Kelly trying to get all of our assets over here? If something's going well for you, we want you to keep it. It's an unusual thing, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Had a person come in with some savings bonds they've had for over 15 years, and they said, what should we do with these, Mr. Kelly? I said, keep them. I said, the only thing I recommend is that you put them online now. You can go to Treasury Direct and register all your savings bonds. When you go to heaven, they'll go to your beneficiaries now. They don't have to run around and try to find these bonds somewhere. And also, you'll be able to track your interest rates how much you're earning, what it's worth every quarter, every month, whenever you want to do it. The similarities in our clientele are pretty profound. Most of them are family-oriented. You are. I know you are. And in being so, you have created a lifestyle, and in that lifestyle, you have raised children, or you have brothers and sisters, or nieces and nephews, people whom you love, and you want to continue to do that. So most of my clients, I would say, the best qualities of my clients are that they love family. They have accumulated wealth. You don't have to be the $2 million person to sit with me. You can reach the Kelly Financial Team at 888-800-1881. Go ahead, don't be shy. If you need a hand, you let us know. You come right in. We have offices in Braintree and Burlington, and our number is 888-800-1881. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Call Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. If you're considering fixed index annuities, we have a free investor guide that might help you make a more informed decision. It's called The ABCs of Fixed Index Annuities and outlines their benefits and limitations. For the guide or for a free consultation with one of our advisors, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Senior Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. 888-800-1881.
The news break is coming up, and during the break, take the time to give a call at 888-800-1881 and make that all-important first step to secure your retirement future. Talk things through with a financial advisor about any aspect of retirement or money management, whether it's your portfolio, concerns about health care, or if you're tossing around the idea of relocating or maybe helping out with your grandchildren's college. You see, a financial advisor isn't only about the stock market. That's only a portion of the job description. And in the end, you'll be amazed at how very small adjustments over time can have enormous results when it's time to retire. In fact, these adjustments can be the difference of when you can retire, or in some cases, whether you can retire at all. So call us at 888-800-1881 or visit us at kellyfinancial.org and raise a toast to your financial future. 888-800-1881, Kelly Financial Services with offices in Braintree and Burlington. All right, see you next week.
All opinions expressed by the host, his guests, or employees of Kelly Financial Services are solely their own and do not reflect the opinions of Kelly Financial Services. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The information provided is general in nature and is not intended to be specific investment, tax, or legal advice. It is always advisable to consult a professional before making a financial decision. The host is a client of Kelly Financial Services. In exchange for hosting the Safe Money Strategies show and providing testimonials of his personal experience as a client of Kelly Financial Services, Kelly has waived the host's advisory fee in full. Because of this arrangement where the host receives compensation in the form of a fee waiver, the host has an incentive to recommend Kelly Financial Services, resulting in a material conflict of interest. Radio.